Ted Grayson had been pushed out of an airplane. He had been pushed because at the last moment he was frozen with fear and unable to jump. Now he was falling at 120 miles per hour, and the feeling was an odd combination of terror and relief. The speed of the fall when he exited the plane took his breath away. His goggles sucked to his face. His eyes felt as if they were being pulled back into his head, the pressure tremendous. Ted fell, and he fell, and he fell, and he felt that he would never stop falling. It had been exactly 2.5 seconds so far. It was a Thursday. He knew that. A Thursday in mid-April. Or was it late April? He wasn't sure. Strange to not know the date. It was late morning, he was fairly sure of that. The small plane had climbed from the airfield on eastern Long Island into clear blue skies. As the plane banked left, Ted could see the ocean below. He sat in his jumpsuit in the cramped quarters of the plane, Raymond next to him. It had been cold on the plane, colder still when Raymond slid the door open. The sound of the wind, the momentary panic fear of what he was about to do. So Raymond had given him a little nudge. Fine. He'd pushed him, full on. He'd had to do that a fair amount in this job. People got excited and brave on the ground. Quite another thing to stare down from 10,000 feet with nothing between you and God's green earth but the thin silk on your back. Ted fell. He thought he might throw up. He thought he might pass out. He thought he might already be dead. It was happening so fast. He lay flat on his belly just as they had practiced, Ted and Raymond, arms out, staring straight down. How he'd arrived in this position, he wasn't sure. He raised his head and saw Raymond, smiling, two fat thumbs up, just another day at the office, as if they were sitting across from each other at a Starbucks enjoying pumpkin spice lattes. Raymond tapped his oversized outdoorsman watch. It was time. Indeed it was, thought Ted. Raymond, the former army sergeant who said he hadn't been planning on going up today. Raymond, who at first didn't recognize Ted. Raymond, who had to call in his pilot Alvin from out in Greenport. Raymond wore a GoPro camera on his helmet. Filmed the whole thing.
Al, we even send you a little movie of it, he told Ted. Email it to you before you're back in Manhattan.
The three of them had boarded the small plane, a 1982 Cessna T-303 Crusader, according to Raymond. Miracle it still flew, he said, cackling, as Alvin pulled the stick back and launched them up over the airstrip, banked left out over the ocean, the empty beaches of the Hamptons, climbing higher, the noise of the engine drowning out Raymond's incessant talking. Ted seeing the ocean, a distant boat, and remembering Franny's words from the story. Raymond held up three beefy fingers and pointed to them with his other hand, the agreed-upon sign. He folded one down. Two fingers now. Time slowed down for Ted. It was taking an eternity. Raymond folded another down. One finger. They'd gone over this on the ground again and again.
I like repeat customers, Raymond had said. That's why we wear two chutes. Both chutes fail, well, the good Lord has other plans for you.
Here's what else went through Ted's mind. Screw Ted Grayson, this speck of a man falling from the sky. The world had handed him a microphone and asked him to tell them a story. Engage me, they'd said. Inform me. Thrill me. Enlighten me. And what had he done? Bore them. The memory of the time he tailgated a person because of a bad mood, because he was in a rush. Honking, flashing his lights, jumping out of his car at the stoplight and pulling from the back seat a wood-handled Bancroft tennis racket, waving it like John McEnroe, only to find an 80-year-old handicapped woman at the wheel.